This episode has been brought to you by Project Ikute Torah, where we are here to help you learn, live, and love Torah Or and Likutei Torah. To learn more about us, visit projectikuteitorah.org.
We're going to do now the Maimer V'hoyo Oyer HaLevona. This is the fourth Maimer in Parshas Tzav in Likutei Torah. So this is seems like a continuation of the previous Maimer that the Alter Rebbe discussed about the Chos and Kala. Presumably this was said at a Sheva Brachas or something over there. I'm assuming you have to look this up. Anyway, so it says, V'hoyo oir ha-levono ke-oir ha-chamo, V'oir ha-chamo yiyah shivosayim ke-ir shivosayomim v'goymer. This is a posuk in Yeshaya, Siman Lamed, which means that the light of the levono will shine in the future like the light of the sun today. And the light of the sun in the future will be shivosayim ke-ir shivosayomim, will be seven times the light of the shivosayomim v'goymer. And Chlal, the Levona is considered the Makabel, that's the Malchus, the feminine, that is the Kala. The Chamo, that's the masculine, that's the Mashpia, that's the Chosn. And that's the connection over here where the Rebbe is going to explain also with the idea how it's connected to the whole idea of Yaakov. Yaakov breaks through Yivaka Tzurim, as the Maimon will explain. That's the connection to also to the parshas of Ayetze, in which we talk about Yetze Yaakov. Various different parts of the Psukim are going to be explained over here. But what Hine Ka'oir Shivas Hayomim? So what do we mean over here when we say like the light of Shivas Hayomim? It says that the sun will be seven times as the light. What is the light of the 7 days? So, Pirush b'Medrash Rabbe Seder Boi Pasei Parshas Yudches. So, the Medrash Rabbe explains that what we're talking about is here Ka'oir Shabora Hakodesh Baruch Hu Betchila VeGonzei BeGan Eden. It says that originally the Eibishter Vayarad Likim Esoir Kitoiv, and then he saw that the world isn't fit to use it, so the Eibishter hid it in the Gan Eden for the Tzadikim for the future. So that's talking about the Oir Shivas Hayomim of the future. Hine Shivas Yimei Breishis. So when we talk about the 7 days of creation, we're talking about Shivas Hayomim, right? Shivas Hayomim means the 7 days when Hashem created the world, 6 day and Shabbos. So what is the Shivas Yimei Breishis? Heim Zayin Tachtoynes De Atik. Those are the seven levels, the lower level of Atik. We have divided the 10 Sviris into the Gimel Rishoynes Chochma Bina Das, and then we have the 7 Tachtoynes, which is Chesed Gvura Teferes Netzach Hayd Yisoyed HaMalchus Mashikoso Rav Chaim Betal Huva B'Migdash Melech Soif Parshas Metzoyro Ve'oir Shivas Hayomim. So the Shivas Hayomim represents the Sviris design Tachtoynes of Atik. What is the light of the Shivas Hayomim? The light, that's the Gimel Rishoynes Pirush Ha'oir. That's the light and the vitality of the 7 lower ones. Those are the 3 first level of Atik. And that is, the first 3 level is mainly Chochma, starts with Chochma. Ki Chochma nikra Oir. Chochma is called Oir. Ukomashikosu bebiur apostol of Avtani chulu, as it says in the Maimer in the Biur on the apostol of Avtani. That's on a higher level than the 7 days themselves. The 7 days are designed tachtoynes. This is the oir, this is the higher, the gimel rishonis. We say in the davening, he raises himself from yimois oilom, from the days of the world. That is the yimois oilom. Heim shivas yimei bereshis. The yimois oilom, those are the 7 days of creation. Sheheim Zayin Tachtoynes the Atik. Those are the 7 lower levels of Atik. Ba Gimel Horishoynes, and on about the first three levels, Ksiv Hamisnasei Mimoyseilom. He raises. He's higher than Yimoyseilom. He's higher than the 7 Tachtoynes, but it's the Gimel Horishoynes. So we're going to explain now the idea. The Hinei Onu Emrim. We say, Mehero Yishoma Chulu Kelchosu Bekelkalo. that the sound, the voice of the chosid, and the sound of the kala, the voice of the kala, should be heard very soon. So basically it means that right now we don't hear the voice of the chosid and the kala. We're praying to the Eibishter that it should happen soon, which means in the future, with the geula, lasid lovei, there will be kol chosid v'kol kala. We have a chosid and kala today, but in the spiritual level, it doesn't carry. Later it's going to say there's not even a kol chosid, but there is no kol kala. Like it says in the pasuk, "Ne'lamti dumio," I've been silenced, quiet, or as the other pasuk says, "Ukirochel ne'lamo," like a sheep who is standing in front of the shearers and she's silent. She'ein lo b'chinas dibur b'koil, doesn't have a voice b'koil. It's going to say represents the level of malchus, the level of feminine, the level of kala doesn't have hamshocha. It's just silent. V'hainu. There is no revelation to the level of dibur. Dibur, to speak, means to reveal what's there, but there is no dibur, there's no kala, there's no koil. Because the worlds of biya have no comparison, no relationship to the Eibishter, to the level of atzilus v'kodesh u'mavdol. And therefore Hashem is holy and he's separated, distinguished. But the dibur, it's nelamti, it doesn't reveal that godliness, which is dibur, does not reveal in them. As it is in Atzilus, in a level of Ein Sof, which means there is a gilui, but it's not the same gilui the way it's in the Ein Sof. That's why it's called nelamti, it's called silence. So, but there it says, HaChashmal Soivavoy HaNoiga, and on this, the Chashmal, he's going to say, Chashmal is Choshmol, silencing of speaking, which is, Dibur is not functioning, so because there is no Gilui, Ein Sof, in the world, so that's why the Klipas Noiga, which is the fourth Klipa, can actually control and take things and be effective. So that's what we say. So a klipa revius is koil dmomo dako b'chashoyi. He says when there is a silence voice, thin silence voice. V'zehu soit chosh mechosh mal atkan l'shoyne. The soit chosh means silence. Mol means actually speaking. Chosh mol atkan l'shoyne. B'haynu. Shehes tervehalem diklipas noy gagoyr b'mshalo yizgal b'chinas adibur elyeh. That means that the blockage, the obscurity of Klipas Noiga, they cause that the supreme speech, the Dibur Elyon Malchus, should not be revealed below. This is Chosh, means a lotion of Shtika. V'chein, Koel, D'mamadaka. All a level of silencing, because means that Dibur does not reveal itself below into Biav. I'm a Shekhosuv Resh Parshav Midbar Midbar Sina Shaoz Nikro Dvar Hashem B'Shem Medaber. The Dvar Hashem is called Medaber, which is Ois Mem Psucha Chulu. So it's Medaber, in other words, it says Medaber Elov, which means at that time it's not really the Dvar Hashem, it's only the Medaber speaks of itself, so it's in a high level, as Psucha has explained there, Vayim HaShekosuv. Alright, so this is the Maimer over there. Masha Malochim. So right now basically we're saying that there is no gilui of the Ein Sof and Biya. It's Chashmal, it's a level of the Mamon, Elamti Dumiya, it's called the Mamadaka. There's no revelation. But we do say the Malachim say, Masha Malachim, Magdishim, Aritzim, Emrim, the Malachim, they sanctify Hashem and they exalt Hashem and they say, Baruch Kvoid Hashem im Koimai. From his place, the glory of Hashem shall extend. So we see that it does extend. Harei Shenimshach Gilui Kvoid Havai Bibya. So we see that it does extend the glory of Hashem into Bibya. They're saying, Baruch Kvoid Hashem im Koimai. But he says, Ein Zein Kim Kamesha Kosuv Ve'ato Kodesh Yeshu. That is only at the level, like it says, you who are Kodesh, who are separately Yoshev, you're sitting. Pirush, Bechinas Yeshiva Hashpola. What is the mean of the meaning of Yeshiva? Means Hashpola. It means to lower himself. So, which really means it's not the same level, but Shemashpilas Atzme, Bechinas Kodesh, he is lowering himself, the level which is removed, which is Kodesh, Liyas Yoshev and Imshech Lamato, to sit and extend below, Alidei Tilus Yisrael Davke, through Davke, the praise that he didn't praise him, so they are Mamshich, the level of Baruch Kvei, but it's not the level itself, as we're going to say, Kamashik Konoz Bayer, also, Mizbar Lekamon Al Posuk Levtani Hanal, and the Posuk of Levtani mentioned earlier, Af Al Pishin Emar Vachayis Noisis Esakisei, even though it says they, the Chayis, they carry the throne, Hainu Hakisei Davke. It's Davke, the level of the Kisei. In other words, what the, so it means, if they carry the Kisei, it means that the Kisei has been revealed to them. They're carrying the Kisei, but it means only the Kisei Davke. Avlo Nimshach Gili B'chinas Odom Sh'ala Kisei. The level of Odom, which is on top of the Kisei, what Yichas Chusor, Allah Kisei, Dmus Mara Odom, that they don't get. Elo Alidei B'chol Moedach Shebir Shamas Yisrael. That only comes through when the Yidden daven through the Tehillas Yisrael, and when they say B'chol Meidecha, which is the Neshamas Yisrael, that is when it happens. Me'oid Oisyes Odom. So when you come to the level of Me'oid, then you get the level of Odom, you get the level of Al Hakisa, you get the level of Seiva, you get the higher level of the level of Kodesh. So this is the idea of Yaakov, and this is the idea of Yaakov. Because by Yaakov it says, Yivako Tsurim Bamidbar, that he breaks through the Tsurim. Tsurim is the big stones. So he breaks through the Tsurim. What is the idea? Shekol b'chinas Tsurim asher Bamidbar, Bekeya v'yoyret kav v'chud ein sof chulu. That all the level of Tsurim that are in the Midbar breaks through and it descends a kav and the chut of ein sof, which means the level of Yaakov is to take these higher levels and break them through. So everything. The Pirush V'inyan Tsurim, also to explain further the idea of Tsurim, Ayin Parshas B'Shalach, Taf Samagdal Domad Aleph, Ayin Mikdash Melech Shom, Shein Bichinas Gavuris, U'Pirush Bamidbar, Hainu, K'meshin Isbor Liyot. Okay, so now what is the idea that we're saying that Yaakov is the one that breaks through, Yaakov is the one that is Mamshich? The word Yaakov also has the letters in it, Boikeya. Yaakov means, has the word breaks through. Because what is Yaakov? Because by Yaakov it says, "Vayizrach le Hashemesh." That's in this week's parsha. So when he had the wrestling with the angel, so it says the sun shined for him. He, and then meaning that the sun is something which is connected to the level of Yaakov. It shines for him. Shazorach uborloi eir insof, that it shined and to him came the eir insof. And that breaks through, I guess, through the Bia later on, as we'll see. Hine, B'shemesh Kisiv, with regards to the sun, it's written, L'Shemesh Som Oyel Bohem. Hashem made the Shemesh, he made a tent in the skies. The skies become the Oyel for the sun. The sun lives, dwells there. And then, V'hu Kichosun, and the sun is like a chosin, yoytze mechuposi, the part that we say, it goes out from up the sky. Shebechinas Hashemesh doyme lechosin. The level of the Shemesh is similar to the chosin. In what way? Because the chosin, we say, is chus dargo. Chosin means go, descend the level. ובחינס חוסן הוא גם כן בחינס יעקב. And the level of חוסן is also the level of יעקב, which means that just like we're saying now that the חוסן goes down a level from its level, its high level, the sun comes down, descends. That is also the level of Yaakov. Kamo b'kiyas yesh b'Yaakov. There is many splits that Yaakov breaks through. Yaakov breaks through various different levels. Kamo b'kiyas yesh b'Yaakov. So it says that yotzoi yotzo. It says by Yaakov with Esav over there. So he says Esav came in just as Yaakov left. So the pasuk says Yotzo Yotzo Yaakov as soon as he left. But there is two times left, came out. So that's like the sun coming out, breaking through Yotzo Yotzo twice. Kama Yitzis. This means several, many coming out. Ayin Beitz Chaim Shar Lamed Olav. Over there, v'gam haksovim hifrid Yaakov chulu, and that's probably also Yaakov separated over there with the sheep from Lavan. So he separated the ksovim. I'm not sure exactly whether that's in the Eitz Chaim over there or this is the idea, but he's referencing Ayin b'Lakuta Torah Separshus v'Yetze v'Ayin Mashakosuv l'Kamon b'Divra Maschil v'Heinav Hakoyin Oiso. All right. So, because we're saying that Yaakov breaks through comes down in several different ways, so that's what we say. Koil mitzhalois chasonim. We say a plural. The voice of the rejoicing of the chasonim, not one chasonim, but chasonim, because there is several. Beis bechinas chasonim. There's two levels of the chasonim. Kebuchol bechina. Because at every level, from one world to the other world, in other words, Baruch Hashem, going from one world to the next world, to the lower world, there is a parsa mafsekes. So there is a curtain that interrupts between the worlds. The Yaakov begeya haparsa, and Yaakov is the one that splits the parsa. So there is many chasanim, there's many parsas that you got to break through from the higher level to get to the lower level. That is the idea of Yaakov. Yaakov breaks through. Yaakov is the level of the sun. Obechinas kala. And of course, this is talking about the whole marriage between Yaakov and the kala, and Rachel. Rachel neloma, the silence. Obechinas kala. What is the level of kala? Is kol son nafshi. That is the level of my soul expiring. Hamekabeles Eirin Sof. So the Kala, which receives the Eirin Sof, Yaakov is Mamshech the Eirin Sof, breaks through the Eirin Sof. The Kala receives the Eirin Sof, but he, Bibchinas Naloma Bizman HaGolus. It's in a way that it's silence time of Golus. She'ein lo lifnei mi ledaber ulihiz galus. She doesn't have, the level of Malchus doesn't have before whom to speak and before whom to reveal itself. The physicality of the world, relative to the Eirin Sof, they block and they obscure, so there's no there's nobody to talk to, so this is now in the time why. Because the Gashmis of the world is not a keli to that level of Ein Sof. Mashenkin lo'osid lovay, as opposed to the future to come. V'nigla kvoid havaya. Over there we say that the glory of Hashem will be revealed. So, which is what? Hu oir Ein Sof. Hasevim kulam. Then is going to be the level of Ein Sof. Hasevim kulam. Sheyiyya gilu oir Ein Sof. V'gilu oir Ein Sof. So therefore, Azayiya, then it will be, we'll say, Meheira Yishoma, Azayiya Kol Kala, then it will be a voice of a Kala. What does it mean, the voice of the Kala? It will be Hamshocha. Azayiya Kol Kala. What is the Kol Kala? Kol Hi Hamshocha, Mibchina Zgilui. will be in a way of Gilui. Now, but it also says, so it's not only the Kala, but also the Kilchosa. So he says, also the voice of the Chosim, the voice of the Shemesh, Yaakov, will also be revealed. Now, also the Kilchosa will not be Gilui Ma'achar. Since it does not come out revealed into the letters of speech, so it's not the Chosim isn't saying anything either because it doesn't come out to the Kala. So it doesn't come up. I'm a parsha Tazria. Daf Membeis Sefer Medalef. The Lav Urche of Mashakosuv Haramas Shom. The Eidish Lemer Chulu. The Afal Gav Chulu. Kein Efen Chulu. Yesh Lemer. So that's one way he's explaining it. I mean, I guess that's part of the Ramaz over there. This is the Vayid Yeshleimer. This is part of the Ramaz. Oh, Yeshleimer, Api Machikos, Ripash, Bukhukoisai, Dav Kuf Tezvov, Omet Beis, says, Behavet Dairas, Bishuko, De Bursiki, Chulu. They were dwelling in the in the street of the market of the Bursiki, of the tanners. The Kumeshikosu, Sevdiv Ramazchil, Chayvin Surbipuria. That the Lekach, over there it says, Ein Shom Shem B'Megillas Esther. That's why we don't have any name of the Eberster's names in the Megillas Esther. We don't find, because there's no koil over there. V'hainu she'ein kol choson v'kala b'gilu achshov. There is no voice of a choson kala revealed now. Ki ima l'boshim b'helum chulu Ein Shom. It's only hidden, and hidden Ein Shom over there. So we have to look at the Maimer up for there. Ula asid lovoy yizgale. Koil mitzhalos chasonim. It will be revealed the koil mitzhalos chasonim. He says beis chasonim hanal. The two above mentioned chasonim, because he said before yotzo yotzo, breaking through the various different levels. He said before that in every oilam kibchol bichinim oil vad oilam there's a parsa mafsekes and Yaakov breaks through. So because there is. In every oil, there is a parsa. That's why there is beis chasonim. V'zeu eis lachshos, v'eis ledaber. This is from the posik. It says there is a time to be silent and there is a time to speak, which basically means she'achshov eis lachshos. Now, time to be silent. V'hainu mitzad chosh dechashmal. That's because of the chosh of the chashmal, the silence of chashmal, as brought down before. Hamastir, that is obscuring. And in the future to come, when Klipas Nega will be sorted out, then it will be Eis Ledaber, time to speak. Bezehu Mol, and then it will be Mol Chosh Mol, time to be silent, and then there's a time to speak, and that will be Lost Love Beis. And then he continues. Unorim koil mitzalis chasonim mechuposom. Unorim, who is the Naorim? Is also plural. Naorim nimishte niginosom. Youth, the lads from the parties in which they are singing, memishte niginosom, in their party. So again, we say over here, there is two levels of the two Naorim. Gambim nebuchinas. Naorim and Mishte Niginosom. Beis, Bechinas, Naorim. We have two levels of Naorim. Ha'alev is Yosef. One level is called Yosef. Why? Because Shenikra Na, like Yosef is referred to as a lad. Kameshikosu, the Pasuk says, Hunar as B'nai, beloved as B'nai Zilpa Nishay Aviv. That he was friendly, he was laddish, he was youthful, acting out together with the sons of the maidservants, with the sons of the shvachos, Zilpa and Ashiyav. So, which means that it's nimshach, the kol chosim, kol kalo, is nimshach as far as the b'nei bilo, b'nei zilpa, kigam b'nei bilo, shehem b'chinas shoykin v'yarchin. Even when we talk about the sons of Bila, which are considered the level of the thighs, and decides, as it says, that God is Shuka Yemina. He is the right leg, the right leg, which is Lebar Migufa, which is already outside of the body. That's further out. So notwithstanding that, Im Kozeh, Heim and Shei Oviv, they are still his father's wives, Yaakov's wives. So which means, Bechinas Bekiyah Anal, they're also, it breaks through over there. V'lekach Nemar Be'osher, and that's why by Osher, so that was God and Osher, that was the B'nai Bilo. So over there it says, V'toivel B'shemen Ragloi, that he will dip in oil his foot. So even though he's the level of a foot, he's the level of regal, he's outside, yet he dips it into the oil. Sha'af api shu b'b'chinas ragloi, he's only his foot, the foot of Yaakov, but he's b'keya mikol mokoim, or general ragloi, but mikol mokoim, toivel hu b'shemen b'chinas chokma. He still dips it in the shemen, in the level of chokma, from the level. Ukamay merazal, like we sages tell us, that tekua is alpha l'shemen. That tekua, that's the place actually, tekua, that's the place, that was the number one for the oil. The Gemara Menachos Pehei Mibes says that that's the best place of the oil. And also it says, V'isha chachoma hatekuis, there was a wise woman that came from Tekuah. So what is that connection? V'Tekuah hu menachalas, we're talking about that he gets the level of Chochmah, because Tekuah is from the Nachlas of Shevet Osher, comes from the tribe of Osher. V'lachein nemar b'Yosef v'hu nar es b'nei bilho chulu. So what does it mean? V'zehu b'chinas nar elyoin, the Atzilus, that is the supreme Nar of Atzilus, meaning basically that he was Mamshich, he brought down a Nar of the supreme of Atzilus into the level, from the level of Chochmah, from the level, I guess, from Yaakov, into the Regel, into the Osher, into the Neshei Oviv, even though they were Labar Megufa, the Pirush, the Parshas Vayeshev, Dav, Kuf, Pei, Beis, Amid, Beis. Why is it called a level of nar? The inyan b'chinas nar ze. What does it mean? We say na'orim. Na'orim emishte niginosa. Okay, it's Yosef. Okay, Yosef is the nar, but we're calling him over here nar. Why are we calling him? Why is the connection to nar? Ha'nal derech kruv echod mikotzim ze. So we say, similar to what we say, that there is one kruv on one extreme, one end, which is, which kotze is that? Who could say Ein Sof? That is the end of the Ein Sof Shebizo, which is the Ein Sof Shebizo. V'nikra kruv v'ampi zutri, and we call it a kruv, a cherub, and we call it a small face. A kruv has a small face. Shezehu b'chinas nar, that is called nar. Why is that called a nar? The small face is Eir Ampi the nar. V'hainu k'shenitzamtzim hashefa b'chinas nihi d'zo. When the flow has been contracted in the level of Netzach Hod Yisoy within Zo, that's that end, lislabish achach b'malchus, so that it can later on go into Malchus. That is, so because it's so contracted, it's called a nar. That's the kruv echod, that's the Ampi Zutre. So that's one Na'orim. So which is the Na'orim? This is the level of Yosef. Yosef Unar. V'yesh b'chinas Nar Beis. Then we said Na'orim, there's a second Nar. And that refers to V'yeshua ben Nun Nar. That he was Nar. V'pnei Yehoshua kipnei Levona. So we say the Yeshua's face was like the face of the sun relative to the face of Moshe. Moshe was like the face of the sun. He was like the face of Levana. And then we say, Chanoich l'nar apidarkoi. So you have to educate this nar apidarkoi, meaning based on his way. Who is this referring to? Who matat ba'olam habriya v'yitzira chulu. So this is already as they lower themselves. This is the lev matat, malach matat, who matatrin, who is koshuk sarum l'koinu, but he functions in the olam habriya v'yitzira chulu. So that's the level of Yeshua binu nar chulu. V'ayim ha-shekosuf mizeh b'divra maschil b'chof hei b'kislav. So shekol zeh, so that all this yeh b'chinas gilu l'osu lovei b'chinas chasonim u'b'chinas norim hanal. The level of chasonim and the level of norim, which is the breaking through and being mamshich into the level of bri yitzira, this would all take place l'osu lovei. Then we'll get the chasonim and the norim, we'll get the ein sof, the chokhmah will get to come down. Behainu, aidei bechinas hasimcha, that comes through the level of joy. On the orim mimishte niginosom, it comes at the level of simcha because gilui hashin ayin nehoirin, that's the 370 lights, which is yoyir Hashem ponav elecha chulu or varuchoscha mehera, and pasuk says tatzmiach. Bechinas tzmicha. So that will come in a way of growth. Aruchoscha means your healing will come quickly, which means through the simcha that will bring about all the blessings. Ve'inyan chasonim mechuposom unorim mimishte niginosom. So what is the idea when we say chasonim from the chup unorim mimishte niginosom? So chuposom. Ubchinas makif mibina. Chuposom, that is a level of chupa surround that comes from bina. The hainu ba'avodas Hashem ayidei hisbernus gedulos eisof atzmei. That is through reflection in the anus of itself. What does that mean? The same alignment. What it means to say, shamisbernus atzman neildo v'nimshcha ha'avo. You just from the reflection. You don't need to sing. You don't have to sing and hum the tunes. Lo'irin al zeh, his pilus hamidus, to bring about an excitement of the midus. Rak, al yidei his burners atzmei. When you reflect, you spoil moid, you become very excited. V'im kein, mitzhalu is chasonim. So then the mitzhalus chasonim, the joy of the chasonim, hana simcha v'aspailus, nimshach mehama chupa v'makiv atzme. That comes from the chupa and the makiv itself, that comes from the bina, just from the reflection, brings you a level of joy. You don't need no music, you don't need no other things to get it, just the hisbarnus impacts you. Shehu chinas hisbarnus. That is the level of hisbarnus. Shehabina nikro makifim. The bina is called the makifim, k'mei shekosuv b'biyur aposik v'kibla yehudim l'kamon aposik v'heinif esa oimer. Now usually, I know we say bina is already articulate, but there is the makifim that also helped the person, as it says, the maimer over there. Oyesh loimer, or maybe another way we could say, k'she hisboinenus b'gdulo se soberuchu atzma asevikul almim. When you reflect in the greatness, the insof himself, in the level of oz nikro is bernus ubichinas makif. So then that is bernus is called a level of makif. Ukmeshikosu is boyer al posik toiv lachsois b'Hashem. So uksha hispailus nimshach mizeh, and when it comes from this, that is the idea. Zehu inyan, this is the idea of mitzhalois chasonim. That makes the rejoicing of the chasonim. Ubchinas simcha gilui pnimis eim habanu smech. That's a simcha, that's the revelation of the inner, the idea of eim habanu smecha, gilui hashin ayin ahoyrim, the revelation of the 370 lights, shalomayla meishtal shalus, oi Shin Ayin Hei Nehoyrin. Oh, we were talking about it here previously, about the two madregas, the madregas mitzhalois chasonim michuposom, that the chasanim they get directly from the chuppah, which is the level of bina, unaorim who are not yet at that high level mimishtei niginosom, they go from the part they have the nigin, as the Alter Rebbe will continue to explain. In Avodas Hashem, sometimes we have people that can just be misboinen in the Gedulas Hashem, and that is enough to create in the heart a level of Abba V'yira. Sometimes you need also a shira, a song, and again need more. You have to, when you start out, iskafia, you have to force yourself. So you need extra, you need the Mishnah Meganosa. Na'ari means while they're still useful. But he brought down before, he said two things. He says, Shin ayin nehoidim shalom mailo mishtalshlus. Oi shin ayin nehoidim. He said, the simcha is, reveals the pnimis. He says, the shin ayin nehoidim shalom mailo mishtalshlus. Because that level of shin ayin nehoidim, that's in the level of Atik. And over there, there is the level of 370. 370 equals, because 300 represents Chochma Binodas, which are hundreds. 70 represent the seven spheres, so that's why we have 370. The way they come down Lamata into Odom, Dibri, Yitzira, they become Shin Ayin Hei Nehoidin, the 375 Nehoidin. But well, that's in the Kabbalah. I didn't know that. But now we'll continue. V'zehu v'yosim l'choshalim. And this is the idea of v'yosim l'choshalim, which we're talking about. Sholem is begematria shinayin vov. Hashem gives you sholem, meaning He gives you the hamshocha from above ishtalshulus in a way of 375 plus 1. Shem shinayin hei makoilum. Sometimes when you count the gematria, you add the word itself. So you have sholem is 376, which includes the koilel, which has an extra number. V'hu ha-goyrem liyez b'chines ha-chasonim. Chosn means chus darga, to lower the level, to break through, which is liyez b'chines Yaakov yivaka tzurim, to be the level of Yaakov breaking through the stone, the hard stones, to bring about the gilui of higher than ishtalshlus into the biyah. So now we understand v'zehu, and this is the idea that we say koil mitzalos chasonim michuposom. The joy of the chasonim, the mitzalos chasonim, is directly from chuposom. Contrast that with the ne'orim. Over there it says from the party, mishtin iginosom, from the music, from the party. But over here it says just from the chupa, michuposom. That becomes from the chuppah itself. The hainu, mibchinas sevuv kol ha'almim atzmei. That comes from the revelation of kol ha'almim by itself, without having to use negina or anything else as it was. Michuposon. By mashakosu divra masl susosu beinyan, kechosun yeitzu michuposu, bedivra masl musamei achosu. What does it mean of Avodas Hashem? What does that mean? Mibchinas ha'izboninus atzma. That means that the mitzalus comes just from the reflection itself. You don't have to sing a nigun, you don't have to come other things. You're just the hisboninus, your reflection brings you to the level of Avodah. Avo beis shehem beis b'chinas na'arim anal. But when you're still in the level of the two na'arim, we said before, what are the two na'arim? We say Yosef v'hunar. By Yosef we say v'hunar es bnei bilho over there. So we said quoted before. That's one of the na'arim, and then we say v'yeshua bin nun na'ar chulu. So over there it has to be mimishtei niginosom. It has to be from the party in which they sing. What is the level? What is the singing? So he says like this: nigino hu bechinas shira shahoyu halevi mishayderim la'ider es abba. Gina, that's the song that Levim would sing in order to arouse the love. V'hainu, and that is, when is it necessary to have to come on to that song? Sha'ava nimshcha b'nislav sholamato, when the love extends and dresses up below, so then you have to arouse it through song. This is in the Zohar, in Parshas B'Shalach, Daf Mem Hei Omed Aleph, Le'inyan Nevuah, with regards to Nevuah. Zine Tishbechon, that means, Zine I think means like instruments of praise, Hava Kamayu de Nevi, wore in front of the prophets, Le'mishre Alayu Ruach Nevuah Chulu, to rest upon them the spirit of prophecy. They had these instruments, as we see that when the menagin would sing by Tiol of Ruch Hashem, Bar Me Moshe v'chulu, except Moshe. Moshe didn't need that. Ein Shom. Ba'im Parsh v'chid Avru v'yud v'yiz v'mit beis. So it means that there is a level like Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need the negina, but there is the other one in negina. But then Nilmud v'naskil gamkim b'avodas Hashem. From this we can learn. We can also understand in the service of Hashem, with regards to the love, the light of love and fear in the heart of man. Somebody, there is someone who needs a song. V'koil ha'meirer kavona, needs a voice that wakes, arouses his kavona. That tafke, when he sings and when he says something loud, that's the way the avav yira is going to be revealed. But that's somebody has greater intellect than Moshe Meitzarich. He doesn't need at all any songs, any voice. Just by reflecting in his mind, the Abav Yira will be aroused believer in his heart. Can do it without any song, without any voice. This is Inyan. This is also the thing we find. We say like this: Yovol hu hoyo abi yeshev oyo chulu b'shem achiv Yovol, and his brother was Yovol hu hoyo avi kol teifes kiner chulu. He was the father of those that hold on to the heart chulu. So there was, on one hand, you had Yovol; he was the yeshev oyel. That was the chuposom. That was just the oyel, just like the chupah. They didn't need, and the brother Yovol. When we say Yeshev Oyel, Zehu Bechinas, that goes on the level La Shemesh Som Oyel Bahem V'hu Kichosin Yitzim Echopasa. So that is like we say the sun he made, placed an oyel he made in the sky, and the sun comes out like a chosim echopasa. So, which means shemitzalis chasanim hu mechuposom ha'oil v'makiv atzmei. The mitzalis, the rejoicing of the chasanim, there his oiderus of Aviv Yire is mechuposom from the chupam ha'oil v'makiv atzmei. That's from the oil makiv itself. Ve'ein tzorich likiner v'shiru menagin v'chulu. They don't need a harp. They don't need a song. They don't need somebody to sing chulu. They just miss oider. Avol b'chinas Yovol, but his brother, the level of Yovol, hu lemato mizeh, that's a lower level. The hainu, that is, kishei afshel liz pailis his pailis amidus kim al yidei negina v'shir chulu. That's when there cannot be a excitement of the emotion that you need to have also a song and a shir. Uki inyan hachiluk ben kohenim levim. This is similar to the difference between the kohenim and levim. Shalavim hoyu bishir, Levim would sing, the kahanim b'chashoy, but the kahanim would be silent, b'ruusa d'liba, they would have rotzun alev, chulu, shehu p'chines p'nivis alev, that was the inner of the heart. V'ayim ha'shekosu v'parsha shemois b'divar ha'maschil kol doidi, shabichines rishoyno harishoyno nikro be'er sheva. The first level, the higher level, the level of oil, mechuposom, is called the well of seven. Behainu, behiyois, well of seven means, chokhma, seven is chokhma ubina, begedula savai, bisrach was godil, bemoichu machshavtoi, when it's in a wide way in his mind and his thought, V'akein yochel hu la'oyrer ha'ava v'yira mizeh be'er. Be'er means like the well that has the sheva, that's the mind that brings about the seven emotions. He is able to mizahava b'yizgalus liba adesa machshava b'levad. Just by the occupation of his thought below. Avo misha meichel kotten chulu ayin shom. But whoever has a smaller, we can't get it like that. So v'lochen osi shapir the bechinas na'orim. That's why we say an hour in the bracha, the na'orim, the bechinas na'orim, shezo bechinas katnus. So richliyis v'mishne neginosim. Over there, it has to be the ginosim daike davke. We need to have a song because the na'orim, while they're youthful and they don't have yet that higher level of the chasanim itself, they're just na'orim. They need this extra negina. Void yuvon ze. Further, we can understand this. The hine beparshas vayeshev in the Zohar in parshas vayeshev davkuf pebezom bebez kosov. He says like this. Hachinami is kiriu iu b'shmo dilo. So he too is called in her name. I think that the law over here in the Zohar there is referring to Bilha. He says who nar is b'nei Bilha. So he is being called in her name. Name of Bilha. Now, what is the Shmo de Lo? De Lo is the level of Malchus. So he's called the level of Malchus. Because he says, Hare move on, the Iker b'chinas kreyas shem nar, b'tzadik elyin da'atzilus, v'ashem ha'malchus y'nikrake. Which means, Yosef is considered a tzadik elyin. He is the level of tzadik elyin in atzilus. The Sviras HaYisoid, who is Mamshich to Malchus. But the reason why we call him Nar is because of the Malchus, his connection to the Malchus. Ukameshikosu Migdash Melech Shom, as the Migdash Melech writes there, Shah Malchus Lipomim Nikro Nar, Ulipomim Nikro Naro. Sometimes it's called Naro without the hay, in a masculine, sometimes it's called Naro, feminine. Bulokach Gamzo. Since the Zohar is called on the name of Malchus, it's also called, so it's called also, sometimes it's called Nar. What does it mean that it's called a Nar without a Hay? When we're saying Nar, not Naro. So he says, Mevuer beparshas Boi, Daf Lamed Ches, Amed Beis, in Zohar. In Boilav Chesmon Beis, the Chosman de la Kabilas Dachar Ikri Narchul. For as long as she had not received the Zachar, the male, then before the marriage, before there was a union, then it's called a youthful, then it's called a Narchul. When Nisbaira Pirush Hazeba Avodas Hashem, Lekamon explained the meaning of this in the service of Hashem later on. In Shira Shirim Aposik L'Reyach Shema Necho, the Pirush Adle Kabilas Adle Kabilas, what does it mean that she didn't receive is Hainu Shadayin L'Yizorach Elekus B'toy Chalev, that the godliness has not yet shined in his heart. B'lit B'y Otum Kibesula Chulu, his heart is stuffed like a virgin Chulu. So B'mele, which means it hasn't opened up yet for the godliness in his heart, that's called a nar. And elsewhere it's explained that we're not talking about that bechlal, that he has no level, he's totally stuffed, that he hasn't experienced at all a godliness. Even if this was already, there was extended of reflection heart, but that is only in the external of the heart. It has not been absorbed in the inner of the heart. That is called a level of erusin, just engagement. It's a betrothal, but it's not yet a marriage. So the level of nureho. So, all what means ches nuraych means this is all talking about a level when the person has not yet fully experienced his odorous of Avav Yid in his heart in the Pnimis, only Bichitzonius. Gam, Hinega Bechesa. Further, it's also, when it says, with regard to Ches Nereich, over there it says, Lechteich Achrei Bamidbar. In other words, you followed me in the Midbar. Going after me, Pirish Lechteich Achrei, what does it mean, going after me? That means that's going in a Zohu Bechines Iskafia. That's in a way of subduing yourself. But it's not yet turned the darkness to light, that there should be a revelation of the inner of the heart. That hasn't happened yet. As explained later in because of Yuvans, this we can all understand, that the bebchinas madrega zu shenikra naorim, in this level in which you call naorim, tzorich liyigir abavavotzum, you need a great effort. It takes a lot of hard work and the etzos and advice loyder hab abo, and advice how to arouse the love. Vizehu inyan un orim shnei niginosom. This is the idea. Not only niginosom. Shahakoyil vahani ima meirir akavona. Over there, it's the voice and the taste, that brings about the kavona, arouses the kavona. When we talk about the chasonim, then we don't need it. Because the inner of the heart unites with the mind. In a way of two buddies, two friends that don't separate. So the pnimis alev connects to the mind. Without any interventions, you don't need no musical intervention or need any yigia. It's just inherently connected. That's the higher level of chasanik. Then we say vaita. So you have two things. You have unorim mimishtei niginoso. So you have a party, and you have a song. So what is the nigina? What does it mean, a song? What does the song do? So song, it says, v'shira el hayayin. You know, when you say a song, you say shira. So we have the cup when we do the shira. So we do it on the wine. So what it means, what does it mean we do it on the wine? Nichnes yayin, yotze sod mehelim lagili. So once the wine goes in, so that the song means that you're drinking wine, and once you drink wine, the secret comes out to the open. And this is what it means, mimishte niginosam, the party of the niginosam. Nigina umishte yain. You have both. You have the song and a party of wine. L'chai. Avol hachasonim. Heim l'maylo mibchines yain. But the chasanim themselves, they're higher than wine. Ela mechuposam atzimam, they just take from the chup itself. So this is also the meaning. It says, "Ichlu reim le'elo." The above, the Zohar it says that "Ichlu reim le'elo." Eat friends above, and shetu v'shukru doidim le'tato, and doidim. That's also the beloveds. You drink and get shikir over here below. So above, it doesn't say drink and get shikir. Over there, just eat. But over here, letato, you have to drink in order to get to that level of doidim. Ki letato, bibchinas doidim, in below, in the level of doidim, tzarech liyishtu v'shikru. Over there, you have to drink and get drunk. Mashenki lemailo, bibchinas reim chulu. But in the above, leim reim, over there, it's trein reim lemisparshim, like we said before in the Agoa. It goes automatically. You don't have to drink in order to get there. And elsewhere it's explained, the Shabbos, the level of Shabbos, so over there is just mostly eating. And on Yontev, but on Yontev is the level of shetu v'shikru doidim, to drink and get shikr to the beloved. Gimel. V'achar kol zeh yuvon pirush v'hoyo ir alevona. So, but here we're talking about that the Eir Alvona will be like the Eir Shiva Sayomim, like the Eir Shiva Sayomim, like the Chatchila, the Gnuz, the light that is Gnuz La Osid Lovit. So, what does it mean? So, the Levona will be like that. Levona, that's the level of Malchus, that's the level of Makabel, that's the level of the Ne'orim, of the youthful, that's the level of the Levona, not the Shemesh. The Shemesh is the higher Madrega. But La Osid Lovit, the Eir Alvona will be in a much higher level. The Hina Isa. Na'orim pneis kenim yalbino. So here we're talking about the level of Na'orim. But it says that Na'orim will shame the face of the elders. Meaning, Zokain seems to be the elders, those are at high level. But the level of Na'orim, what we call them the useful one, they will shame them. Now, and this says in a negative way, that they will be disrespectful. But over here means they'll shame, because they'll come up and to be in a higher madrega. Kinei. Zakenim, what is the level of Zakenim? K'mayim Razal, that's our sages tell us. Eizahu Zokin, what is called a Zokin? Who's a Zokin? Shekona Chokma, that they acquired Chokma. So, Kinyan, when you acquire something, Huam Shokha Mehele Melagilui, that means you take it from the hidden to the reveal. So, Umokir, which means that's the level, what you bring down, the level of Chokma. Umokir Am Shokha Chokma Ubina. Where does it come? So what does it have to do with zokin, with a beard, with an elderly, with a hair? Is because that comes from a dikna da arich ampin. That comes from the beard of arich ampin. Over there is 13 strands. There's yud gimel tikune dikna. Those are the 13 strands of the beard of arich ampin. And over there we say, abo yoinek mimazel hashmini. The level of chokhma, that nurtures from the 7th, 8th mazel. Of Hashem Hashem Kel Racham Dorden, and then Ve'ema Mazal Yud Gimel, and the mother that's Bina comes from the Mazal Yud Gimel. V'zehu Zokin Shekona Chochma, and this is what we say: a Zokin means Shekona Chochma, that a Zokin Shekinyan V'zhabas Hachochma Nimshech Mebichinas Dikna, that the acquisition and the creation of Chochma comes from the level of Zokin, it comes from the beard. It comes from the beard of Arich Ampin. Zokin that has taken from the level of Arich Ampin and acquired the level of Chochma. That's also we say Chochma comes from Ayin, which means Mebchinas Shein Arich. It comes from a level which is much higher because Chochma comes from Keser, comes from a higher level, and it's in a jump. Shurak Mebchinas Sidus. It's only in the way of Sidus. Begam, and further, Sidus Elu, when we talk about these Sidus, Hein, Halochas HaTorah. These are the laws of the Torah, those are the Sidus, so to speak. Like it says, Usar Reishik Amar Nikei, that when he saw the vision of Yecheskel, the hair of his head was like clear wool, like clean wool. So as Eberster appeared to them like a zokin over there, the various different images, the way Hashem appears as our sages tell us, and therefore over there was zokin because it was the level of tikune diknor, the level of sidus kasareshim. Behine hasidus vadikno shorsho mimechistimo. So where do the hairs and the dikna, where do they come from? I guess the sidus, that's the hair of the head and the beard, that dikna, is shorsho mimoichas timo. It comes from the level of moichas timo. Ochein, nimshcho rak, mibchinas zayin tachtonis de moichas timo. But it only comes from the 7 lower levels of moichas timo. So that it means the level of chokhma, the stimo, the level of chokhma stimo, Meichas Timo, it comes from the lower 7 levels within the level of Meichas Timo. Hasayda same ba'odam, and Rag B'chinas Tzemeach. Just like that, they're only in a level of Oir Tzemeach. The Tzemeach, heim B'chinas Zayin Tachtoynes. And Tzemeach is, since it's the Tzemeach, they grow, that's the 7 lower levels, Shema Midas Chulu. Those are the Midas. Lochein, and that's why also we say Zikna V'seva. When is it called elderly or really older? That's who ben ayin shona. In zikna itself, zikna could be 60, it can be. But seva is an elderly within second, that's already been 70. So Zikner Sevu Ben Ayin Shana, that's why it's 70. Shem Zayin Midas, Haklum Kolech Masori, each one is included of 10. So this shows all on a tremendous level of Zikna, of Zakein Shekona Chokma, Pnei Zkenim, Hanaorim, Pnei Zkenim. So we know that the Zkenim are on a very high level. Vine Hanaorim, Hem Lamatarim, Vichina Sumadrega Zokin. They in Orim are much lower than the level of the Madreg of the Zokin. Keep moving up piano. Based on the above, we can see how high the Zokin is. Achlaos, you love it, Shiyu Ali Yisrael Lameis, but in the future and where there will be the elevation, the worlds will have an aliyah. Azza Omar, that's what he says, Na'orim Pnei Zkenim Yalbinu. That the Na'orim will, the face of Zkenim Yalbinu, which means, Shagam Chilis Na'orim Yisalu Kol Kach, they will be elevated so much the Na'orim, Achi Yulamaylo Mibchinas Zokah Shekona Chochma. They will shame them, which means they will be even higher than the level of Zokah Shekona Chochma. Well, Derech Zeh, further in that same Gemara, it says, Na'orim Pnei Zkenim Yalbinu. So Al Derech Zev Shloimer also to say Mashekos Hashem over there it says Bas Koma Beima, a daughter will stand up to her mother. So which means that the daughter will be in a higher level than the mother, just like we're saying the Naorim will be in a higher level than the Zokin, the daughter will be a higher level than the mother. Over there it says on that Maimer it says Shiesh Gibul Madreges. There is three levels. We can call it my daughter. And then he calls her my mother. So there is the three levels of calling it my daughter, my sister, and my mother. So in other words, that it gets up in the higher level. Roni v'simchi bas. Over there we are saying that the to rejoice the daughter. In other words, the daughter will be on a higher level. Roni v'simcha bas, which means shebchinas bas, that the level of bas is ale b'yeser seis. Roni v'simcha bas tzion, but the level of bas will be elevated. Shebchinas bas is ale b'yeser seis. The liyis eishes chayel lateres bailo, and it will be the eishes chayel will be the crown of her husband. V'zehu, and this is the idea of bas koma b'ima, that the bas will stand up to the mother because it'll get up to a high level. V'hainu gamkin inyan, this is also the inyan. It says v'kala b'chamoisa, a daughter-in-law will get up against her mother-in-law, which means that they'll all get up into a much higher level. That they'll get higher. Aishas chal teres baila, they'll go on a higher level than the ima, than the chamoisa. Al-Rebbe continues Vo'inyan, Kimoshikosuv, Bishaye Simon Samachei Chof, Imperik Samachei Posik Chof. So over there it says, Hanar ben Meyo Shono Yomus. The Nar will be 100 years. We're talking about Na'orim Mechoposom, the level of Na'orim, which are now in a much lower level. That Na'orim is actually Mishteh Niginosom, Chasonim Mechoposom, but Na'orim has to have the, you know, Mishteh Niginosom. So this fits in with what the Pasuk says, that in the future he'll be 100 years, instead of being a Na'ar. And we said before that Zokein, level of 70, the level of higher level of the Midas and the Gimel Rishoynes, as he explained earlier, but the Nar will actually reach 100. What does it mean? Pirush. So it means Shabchinas Hanar, that the level of Nar is Ale Kol Kach Achi Yieh B'Meyer Shono. He's going to be in such a high level that he's going to be level of 100. And that means shehu lemaylo mibchinas umadreges zikna v'seva da'achshav shehu ben ayin shana. Now the level of zikna v'seva is 60, 70, he said before, which is 70 years, is ayin shana. 70 equals what? Dahainu zayin tachtoinus de keser. 70 times 7 times 10 Each one is included of 10. So then you have the Zayin Tachtonis of Kesef. That is the level that we have, even the level of Zikna now. Avo ben Meir Shono. What does it mean when we say 100 years? Is that Hainagam Gimel Rishon is the Kesef. That also the three first levels of Kesef, which is the Chochma Bina, Das of Kesef. So they too, Im Zayin Tachtonis, together, these three Moichim, with the seven Midois of Kesef, Shehem Eser Sviras the Kesef, Haklulume Eser, which is the 10 series of Eser, that's where you get 100. They are included of 10. So we have 100. It says in the Zohar, in Parshas Chayisora, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Omed Aleph, Kuchabrichu di iskalil ma'asar ilo, Kuchabrichu, who is included from the whole supreme place, stima the whole sitima, the hidden of all hidings, which means all the level of keser, b'meya, in 100, b'meya, Barzo de Meyo Birchod, Barzo de Meyo Birchod. The 100, the secret, the Rozo of 100 blessings. That's the level of Stima de Chol Stimo. That's the level of 10 times 10, all of Keser, Bim Kain. And that's why Yos Bechines Na'orim Lamailo Bechines Zokin Da'ato. So we said before, Na'orim Pnei Zikainim Yalbinu, they'll unshame them because they'll be in a higher level than Zokin of now. Over here, it's only the seven lower level of Mechistimah. Over there is going to be the whole 10. V'ayim pri etzchayim shar chag ha-shavuos perik aleph mashakosu shom b'pidush mishne zu. What over there he writes in the Mishnah ben hei shonu ad ben ayin shonu hu. So what does it mean, all these level? Is hu kisha oyla hazo b'dikna d'arich ampin. He says, when the Zoh elevates itself in the beard of Arich Anpin, so Bim Kain, so that's over there is till 70, he discusses. But then, move on to Ben Meir Shono, who b'china gavoy yeshar habe, it's even a higher level than that. B'hainu kinal, and that is, as said above, the level of all 10, all of Kesef, Shom Yiyah, and there will be the elevation and the step, the level of the level of Nar. So Nar will be now in this higher level. And this is what Chazal say, Knei Chochma, Knei Bina, by wisdom, by understanding. Chochma and Bina, Knei. But the word Knei is based upon each one is 155. It says 2 times 155 is 310. So he says, based on Knei is Gematria Yesh. That's 310. Now what's 310? 2 times 310 is 620. 620 is Keser. So this is half of Keser. Vine Yesh uchatzi mitofrei shchof oir is the Keser. Yesh is half of the 620 lights of Keser. And that's what you get when Knei Chochma, Knei Bina. What does it mean, half? What does it mean, Pirush Chetzi? What is the meaning when we say here, Chetzi? Is Hainu, what it means to say is, Ki HaKeser Shebichol Svira Nechshev Hu Levadi Neged Kol HaTesviris Shebah Svira. Within each Svira, the level of Keser, it's included of the Sfira is included of 10, so the level of Keser within the Sfira is considered half, and the rest, the other 9, is the other half. So the Keser of the Sfira is 50%. Keser shebchol ha-Sfira, Keser shebchol Sfira, nechshev hu levadi neged kol ha-Tesfiras shebeha Sfira. That is considered, corresponds to all the other 9 Sfiras which in the Sfira. Al derech, similar to what the Pasuk says, ragle ha-Chayis, connected kulon chulu, in the feet of the chayis connected kulon. So, which means that you have one level corresponding to the many. The same thing is in keser itself. Shekolul me'aser svidus, that it's included of 10 svidus. So, hine hakeser inates svidus sheboi mechochmo ad hamalchus. So the 9 svidus remit from chochmo is malchus. I think in this cheshbon test you don't count das. I think you have chochmo bina, and then you have the 7 midos. That's why you have 9. Because we don't count Das separately. Das is part of the Midah. I think that's what it is. I'm not sure. But the test finish by Mechochma da Malchus Nechshobim Lemechza. That's called half. Va'keser shebi keser. And the keser within the keser, Hu levade keneged kulam. That alone corresponds to all. That's 50%. So, Belochein Omar. That's why it says the Zoyar, the Shoyrish Chochmo Bino, Nikro, Knei Chochmo, Knei Bino, Shu Gematria Yesh. That the root of Chochmo Bino, which is, we say, Knei Chochmo, Knei Bino, that's the level of Chochmo Bino, that goes. So that's the root of it, which is called Knei Chochmo, Knei Bino. So we say Shu Gematria Yesh. That is equals 2 times 155, 2 times Kene, we said before, Yesh, which is half of 620, which is Chetziah Tachtin, the Keser. That is the half, the lower half of Keser. Aval Haliyah, the Alosid Lavosh, but when we're talking about the elevation of the future, Sheisal Hanar Liyah, Bechines Mei Ben Meyo, when he's going to turn to the level of Meyo, that means in the level of the keser, within the keser. In the keser, then that means that he's going to be elevated also in the half of the upper level of keser, which is much higher and higher than the half, the bottom half. That is the root. The second half, the lower half of Keser, is the root of the Zkenim now, because they only have this 70, as we said before. They don't have but over here it talks about 70, but over here it's even within the Keser, all the 9 series. So what does it mean? Upirush beis chatzoin elu. So what does it mean, the meaning of these two halves? So why do we call this a half? I mean, it's 1 against 9, but Keser against the rest. Hanikai Keser, who am a mutzil bein ham the matzil and etzolim. Keser is the intermediate between the matzil and the ones that were netzal, between the one who separates of himself to the ones that were separated, to the levels that were netzal. V'yeshboi beis b'chines. In the Keser, there is 2 levels. Habchina tachtoino sheboi, the lower level of Keser, who mashu shodish resh and etzolim. That is the part that he is the root and the head of those who are netzel. Babchinel yein shaboy, but the upper level, haynu aodis eirin sof, that is the ray of the eirin sof, bechines tachtoinu shem maitzichol. That's the low level of maitzichol, of the ukumesh kosuv, bebiur aposu shchir ani venovo, we're saying Nar ben Meyoshono. The Nar is the level of Yosef. Shehu Yisoid Zo. He is the Yisoid, the element of Zo. And that is Yis'ala bi Yisoid Atik. That will be elevated in Yisoid of Atik. Begam l'mayla Yisoid, even higher than that. Ukma Shekosuv, and like we said, Hine Yaskil Avdi Yorim v'niso v'gova me'oid. He will talk about Mashiach in that time. Yorim v'niso v'gova me'oid. And the word me'oid is Oisiyos Odom. Chinas Odom Kadman. That's the level of Akh, level of Odom Kadman. So that means that the level of Yisoid Zo will be elevated all the ways into the Odom Kadman. Nisomei, that will be lost. Vezo, Vahoyo, Oir Halavono, ke'ira chamo. This is the started off the maimer. The oir alvono will be like the light of the chamo. So he says ki chamo levono hem bechinas beis na'orim anal. So we do the chamo, the levono, the sun and the moon. Those are the level of two na'orim. Before I think he learned that the chamo was the level associated with the level of zokin. But here he's saying that the chamo and the levono are really, because we're saying hoyoira levono koira chamo. Chamo levono, those are the two levels of the ne'orim. We found two places that he calls him ne'orim, because we said ki Yeshua bin Nun nar. So when we say Yeshua bin Nun, we say that nar. We say by him, by Yeshua bin Nun, and then we also say upnei Yeshua kipnei levono. So the phrase Yeshua is like levona. It says that Moshe was like the chamo and Yeshua was like the levona. So he's has the level of the levona. The Yosef shu yisoid, he's the level of yisoid. Okay, so the level of netzach hod yisoid. So he's the level of yisoid. Nikra gamkin chamo. That's called chamo because the yisoid, the sun, gives to the moon. That's the light, the reflection of the moon. It's just like the level of Yisoid is Mashpia, Kumoisha Cham, Mashpia Levono, just like the sun gives the Levono the light. Kach Yosef Hu HaMashbichu. Yosef is the one that supplied the food. Over Parsha Shmois, Dav Gimel Omid Beis, and over there in the Zohar, in the Parsha Shmois, Dav Gimel Omid Beis, says, Shemesh Do Hubris Kadisha Chulu. This sun, that is the holy bris. That's where the hashpah, that's where the hoylada comes from. The gam nemar. So we see about Yosef that he is like compared to the sun. First of all, his mashbir is like the chamo, and his level of yisoid, which is briska, which is mashpia. The gam nemar, and also it says v'hina hashemesh v'areich mishtachavim li. So, to me, so he also has the Shemesh, so we see also that he has the sun by him. So, Ula'osi, then in the future, it is Allah Malchus, which is, the Malchus will be elevated, Shemichinis Levona, which is level of Levona. It'll be elevated. It'll go to a higher level. Sha'achshav, Lestom Megar Moklum. Now, it has nothing of its own. The moon, the Levona doesn't shine at all from its own self. Rak shemakabeles me'ira chamo. But it only receives the light of the sun. That's the level of Malchus. But hine la'osi tis'ale li'es ke'ira chamo. But in the future, she will be elevated, that she will be also like the light of the sun, which means she'yiyeh lo'ir atzmi. It'll have an inherent, an inner, itself light, a light from itself, just like this light of the sun. The Levon itself will shine. And then what happens? So that will happen with the Levona, will become like the sun. It'll have its own. But and the light of the Chama, which is the Yisoid, the element of Zoh, Yisala b'Yisoid the Atik. That will be elevated in Yisoid of Atik, Ulamala Yisoid. And even higher, b'Yisoid, the Odom Kadman, At, Sheyi, until it will be Shivasayim, so the level of Zoh will be higher in Atik and in Odom Kadman, Kyoir Shivasayim. Just like the light, seven times like the light of Shivas Yomim. Pirush, Oir Shivas Yomim. What does it mean, the light of the Shivas Yomim? Hainu, Gimel Rishoynes Da Atik. That's the three first of level of Atik. Commission is barely ill. Vuhu Yisale Shivasayim. Oir Shivas Yomim. Before the Shivas Hayomim are the seven midos of Atik, but the Oir Shivas Hayomim, the light that's Gimel Rishonis the Atik, Commission is Bar Leil. The Alter Rebbe said earlier that the Oshus Yomim goes on the first three levels, the Moichit. That is the Oir of the Shivas Yomim. Behu Yisale Shivasayim Ke'or Shivas Hayomim. And the level of Zoh, that's who? The Soit Zoh will be elevated Shivasayim like the Oir Shivas Hayomim. Okay, now Pirish will go from Ma'oid that it will be even higher in the level of Ma'oid of Odom, the level of Odom Kadma. Ubepirush Vahoyo Oira Lavonok Oira Chamo. So explaining the meaning, the Oira Lavonok Oira Chamo, yes, based Pirushim. So there's two meanings of it. The Lavonok will be like the sun. Aleph Shoira Lavonok Yir Kamera Chamo Da'ato. One, that the Lavonok will be like the sun now. So the Oira will be equal to the sun. Habeis, the second thing is Shagam Oira Lavonok Yir Kamera Chamo Del Osid. That it will be like the sun of the future, not like it now. The sun itself will be, so the Levana will be not like the Chama now, but it will be, the second Pirush will be like the Chama then, which is seven times El Shiva Sayyom. V'ayim b'priyas chayim soif shara purim, mashe kosuf, v'zeh soit tzadikim, this is the idea, the secret tzadikim, yesh lo atel seim b'rashem chulu. וזהו שכוסוף בהויו עיר הלבונו חולו ויהיו שווים and they'll be equal so the Maimon talks about it חולו ויהיו שווים and they'll be equal וזה לימי סמשיח and this is מי סמשיח חולו אין שום.